We're now moving right along to having a chat with Ralph Edwards. G'day, Ralph. How are you?
Good.
I'm good. I'm good. We've got you this morning on Saturday breakfast on 3CR because you've been working ever since you left the hallowed halls of CFMEU here in Victoria. You've been working on a podcast project called Creatures of the Industry. What have you learnt?
Everyone's got the same story, but everything's different. So it seems a bit of a conundrum, but everyone has experienced the same things in their time in the construction industry, but everyone has the little tweaks and little variations which make it really interesting. And I must say that I've found that the adage 6 degrees of separation is probably an exaggeration. 3 degrees of variation might be enough because so many people come across the landscape and disappear and then come back and they're related to someone and they're friends with someone else. But it is an extraordinarily diverse but very intimate community, the construction industry, and I've spent most of my life in it, and I'm still surprised, and I find it very, very interesting and challenging to try and capture all the nuances that are there in the industry. And some of the stories are extraordinary.
Yeah, there would be. Now, you've been a strong character yourself in the industry. Do you find that there's some people that like to talk to you and other people who, you know, have got a bone to pick with you?
No. Let's just,
or they're
say
too polite.
That, no, I think that most people I talk to have, like me, achieved retirement. And that makes you, I think, reflective. And so, without going into detail, I've done a couple of interviews where maybe the people who I'm interviewing have not always been simpatico, let's say. And the consequence is that you go in a bit anxious about not upsetting them, but at the same time trying to talk to them about their story and the story, their part of the story of the industry. But what I've found is that even people I've had strong disagreements with over the journey are at a point where they're reflective. They actually want to talk about the industry, construction, building and construction industry, not just their role in it, but how it affected their lives and what they've experienced and what it means to other people. But people are quite reflective. That's been one of the highlights for me of the episode so far.
As you point out well there, that you all have achieved retirement, but some people in the journey haven't. So that's a key thing, isn't it?
Well, a number of the interviews for the podcast, it is often necessary to put a little bit of a warning on the front that people are actually going to talk about people who died and the circumstances in which they died, not just in industrial incidents like the West Gate Bridge, but also sometimes people take their lives. The industry is unfortunately noteworthy for a quite high number of people who suicide. Whether that's a consequence of the industry or it's just simply that they come to the industry because they find a home, but it doesn't necessarily provide everything. There's a whole series of issues that people raise, and the number of people who have died in the industry, and more, in one way, more significantly, the number of people who have been maimed and have spent miserable years afterwards as a consequence of those sorts of incidents is extraordinary too. And then you hear a story where you've never heard before and it is amazing. And one of those was an interview I did with a bloke who I'd never met, didn't know him, hadn't heard his name before, but he went down on the West Gate Bridge. In fact, he was the Derek Crane driver who was actually lifting the section into place, and he's the one who went down with his crane, and somehow, not only did he live, but he kept driving cranes for the rest of his working life.
Oh, my God.
A bloke called Vince Rosebourne. And he couldn't really go back to the West Gate. That was too much for him. He ended up going to Queensland. But he drove cranes for the next 40-something years till he retired. And I met him down at the West Gate Memorial last year, and it's his first time down. He had not come in over 50 years, but he decided he'd come for the sake of his family and also catching up with some people. And he had the most amazing stories and the most positive attitude of any bloke I've ever met. He was just so happy to be alive and to have lived a life.
I was going to say, he cheated death
extraordinarily. I mean, he literally went down with a crane the whole way, hit the deck, and I won't go with all the details.
No, they have to go to the podcast here, I guess.
He lived despite horrific injuries. You know, people told him he wouldn't be working again and all the rest of it. He ended up spending a life. Got married, had kids, he's got grandkids. That's a fantastic story. Very uplifting.
That's nice to hear. Also, I noticed that, talking to people like Gorilla from the Concrete Gang, there's been a lot of changes in the types of language and stories and how people live. There's been a lot of changes in the industry, haven't there, and society in general?
Oh, yeah. I think the biggest change is the consistency of work. We have been in, I'd say, in this city, simply because of the growth of the city, we've been in a building boom for 20 years. Unprecedented, nothing like it has ever happened in the history of Melbourne. The building boom after the gold rush was quite extended, and 10 years at the top.
And that's going back a bit.
Yeah, but that's in fact why my father's family came to Melbourne. They came to work. They didn't come for the gold.
Mm.
They came to build. And that has also occurred at different times since the late 50s into the 60s. Then again in the 80s, there was huge booms, but nothing like this. And the work was on off. You could be working on a job and put in 6, 12 months and you get nothing for the next 6 or 12 months because the industry just wasn't that big and there wasn't constant work. So people travelled a lot, people worked away from home, people moved into state for extended periods of time, went to West Australia to work on some of those, the creation of those mines and that over there, and then they come back. Now you can basically come into the industry in your late teens, work your whole life in the industry, 40 years of age or something, never have had a day out of work, and the money's always been good. That is not an experience which previous generations had. And one of the reasons why the podcast is of interest to younger people in the industry is to actually hear how it used to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like public holidays. Public holidays weren't paid up to the 1970s.
Mm. Mm. There are things that people take for granted.
Yeah. It is a very different world. And the gorilla's right. The language is very different. All the little sayings that he has, happy as a fat spider and all these things, which were all just normal conversation jargon, you know. It was, that is inexplicable to most people. But it is a different world. It's constantly changed, and the industry in some ways is much better than it used to be, certainly in terms of the ways and conditions, which had to be fought for. A lot of people think it just sort of falls from heaven, but anyway, it is still good to go back and hear the sort of stories and the incidents in people's lives, which were quite, you know, traumatic in some cases and quite liberating in others. I mean,
well, we've come right to the edge of the end of the program, so quickly tell people how to get onto the program, podcast, Creatures of the Industry.
You go to the webpage, which is 3cr.org.au/TOTI, C-O-T-I, and you can also communicate to us via our email address, which is TOTIPodcast@outlook.com. And of course, Creatures of the Industry is the title that I took from one of the sayings of the late and great John Cummins to describe people in the industry who were creatures of the industry. Whether they were good, bad people didn't really matter. They were part of the industry. They weren't flying in and flying out and grabbing what they can and disappearing. So the Creatures of the Industry covers a whole range of people.
Thanks for talking to us today.
No worries, Ralph. Kid. Absolute pleasure.